podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
What's going on? It's your man Casanova with another podcast guru on Fridays. I know that, you know, one of the big things you're probably saying is like, iCast, we get it. You're trying to help us with podcasting. But how do we make money from podcasting? Because a lot of people are very confused about it. The podcast after this is going to be tips and things that help me have successful podcasts and have a successful podcast business. But this one, I wanted to get right to the point because I at first I was like, I'm gonna do all these other podcasts. And at the end, I was like, but you know what? I need to get to the meat of why am I telling you to podcast, right? So I say podcasting for one is fun. You know, you get to talk, you get to say your opinions. It's not censored. There's no FCC or anybody over podcasts. So at the end of the day, it is free media to do and say whatever you want. But the best part of podcasting, and I'm just telling you for me, is money. And let me explain, okay? There's big money in podcasting, all right? Now, technically, you will not make money off the podcast itself. And what I mean by that is that you won't get a check from a company about how many, listeners you have for your podcast. It's not like YouTube or Facebook or all those other platforms where, you know, podcasts, you get a certain amount of number from that. But it's the things that come from your podcast that make you money. Now, there are different areas of making money in podcasts. And even I'll get more into it. As far as like the podcast and stuff like that in further episodes. So definitely keep coming in on Friday. But these are the ways I've made money in podcasts. So I'm letting you know how I made money. One, books. I have written several books about podcasting. I have maybe a couple thousand dollars just off the books. It's residual income. It's money coming in that when I first put out the books, you know, of course the checks were rolling in, but you know, now they don't roll in as much, but I still get a check. I get 2, 3, 4, sales, you know, every week or every other week. And that's a check that comes in every week. I'm not even pushing or promoting it like I did when I first did it. So that is residual income that you don't have to work. Now you got to put the work in to write the book. So don't get me wrong. Everything I say to you, you got to put work in. So there's no, I'm not giving you the easy way of like, oh, just do a podcast, sit back and make money. That's not how it works. But I'm just letting you know the avenues. So books. Books has made me a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars off this. Not just my podcast book, but my Black Men's Bible, my Achieving Success book and stuff like that. So that is a revenue income that you can have. So, and it doesn't have to be a book that's about being a novel. You know, it just has to be a book about different things. And I'm going to talk about those things in future podcasts. All right. Another way, merchandise. If your podcast has a logo, if your podcast has anything connected to it or saying or slogan that you say or whatever it is, create merchandise, shirts, hats, buttons, sell it on your website. Now, this is one of the areas that I have not made money off because I haven't done like Black Men's Mental Health shirts or nothing like that. But I know a lot of podcasts that do that. They sell a lot of merch to people. There's this thing, third planet away from the sun or these other, a lot of podcasts that, you know, they make t-shirts and they sell them and they sell out on their t-shirts. You know what I mean? So there, that is definitely a bona fide way of making money in podcasts is merchandise. Also, guest appearances. Now, when you're a podcaster and you're doing a certain topic, people will see you as an expert on the subject or you have experience that they want you to talk about. I have done several conferences and seminars about Black men's mental health. I'm actually setting up for some more. I'm going to start getting into my seminar conference season pretty soon. And I'm planning on future doing a TED talk as well. So, you know, and that's all from the podcast. So that's a revenue of income where now you're making money doing the same thing you do with the podcast, talking about whatever topic your podcast is about. So understand that's definitely a revenue. There are people touring on their podcast. That's another revenue. I kind of throw it in with guest appearances and stuff like that because it's the same thing. But people are actually touring. Now, there's some podcasts out there that I don't like that, you know, I don't have Table Conversation and other these other podcasts I don't really like, but they're making money from touring and conferences and stuff like that. People coming out just to listen to them. So at the end of the day, that's another revenue. If you, depending on the topic, I mean, it could be a talk about anything, but let me tell you, whatever you talk about, there's an audience out there that wants to listen. And there's an audience out there that will pay to probably see you live. So that's another thing. Another avenue, ads, sponsorships. You know, companies want to advertise their products with brands that are close to their target audience. I know, I think I speak about this all the time. A woman has a sewing show and she gets a crap load of ads because people want to, these companies know that your fan base is directly to their target market. So you make money off ads. You know, there are different types of ads. There's different types of ways within the ad thing you can make money. And I'll get I'll talk about that a little bit further in the podcast, a little bit down the road in the podcast. But, you know, you could take a lot of money just off of ads, just off of sponsors that are going to give you money to advertise their product on your podcast. And that's a concentrated audience for them, because especially if you're a specific topic, they definitely going to want to do business and money and give you money for that. Also, investments. There are a lot of people that want to invest in popular podcasts. For example, Seth Rogen got $1 million deal from Spotify. Now, none of us is on Seth Rogen's lane right now. You know, we're on his level at this point. But that's a possibility that people is going to pay you and invest in your podcast, give you a budget because they like your podcast. I know that I've invested in podcasts with my network. In the past, I invested in podcasts that I believed in and thought were popular and things like that. Some of it didn't work out. That's just business. But I've invested in them. I've given them either free studio time or free slot on the radio or whatnot because I believed in their brand. So at the end of the day, that's always a possibility as well, that people are going to invest in your podcast, you know? The last I want to talk about is opportunities outside of podcasting. When people see that you're a business person, you're handling your business, doors open up in other areas as well. So don't just think my podcast is only for me. I'll give you an example. I got a high profile job, a high salary job because of this podcast, because of Black Men's Mental Health. During my interview, you know, nowadays you do the interviews and they give you like, you do like 400 interviews before you get the job. But the topic of most of my interviews was my podcast. And they were very interested in my podcast because jobs look at what you do outside. It's known now that jobs look at your social media, things like that, to determine if you're going to be a good fit for the job. It's not even about qualifications anymore. It's about social interacting with the company, and they check your social media. And if they see that you have a podcast that's and it's a successful podcast or it's a consistent podcast, that's a talking topic during your interview, because at the end of the day, it makes you a diverse person. It makes you a person they want to work with, somebody that they're interested in talking to. So your podcast can help you even outside attaining employment, containing networking with others and things like that. Because I'm telling you right now, people look at this stuff. People look at this stuff. Also, I said it before, it makes you an expert. Like what I did is I became a life coach. I became a success life coach. And that's what I do. And it really started with this podcast, because at the end of the day, people saw I was knowledgeable. People saw that what I was talking about was made sense. So then they said, hey, why don't you consult? So private consultants, also another avenue of revenue. I've consulted of many people, and I do a lot of coaching of a lot of people because of this podcast. So at the end of, you can make money like that. Let's say you're an expert in baking and you have a podcast just about baking. Somebody is going to come to you like, teach me how to bake. I'll pay you. So all those things I mentioned, I have made money off, except for the merchandise. Like I said, I haven't done the merchandise thing. But everything else, I've made a shitload of money off of it. Changed my tax bracket. See, other people are not going to tell you the real. I'm going to tell you the absolute real of how to make money and how to do it. Now, further down in podcasts, I'm going to explain in more detail about that. And also, I'm going to talk about the things that's going to help you have a successful podcast, because all the revenue possibilities are there, but you have to understand podcasting and do a good podcast. So every week I'm gonna be talking about different things from the dark side of podcasting, branding, all this other stuff that's gonna be talking about podcasts, because you need to learn. Also, don't think you have to do this overnight. All right. Don't think like cash. You know, I need your podcast now. I need all of them because I need to know all the information. If you really need know all the information now, you could buy my book. Everything Podcasting is on Amazon right now. And yeah, Everything Podcasting, you could definitely check it out. That is definitely going to tell you everything about podcasting. But listen to this podcast every week. There's some things that I'm going to talk about that may not even be in the book. But the book, trust me, if you want to start a podcast, this book is going to help you and give you the tools to do it. So it's Everything Podcasting by Cassandra Williams. You can go to Amazon, look it up. It's there. It's soft copy or hard copy. It's up to you. All right. So those are the ways you can make money off podcasting. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you more and really dive into a lot of things of podcasting that you need to do, things that don't relate to making money. But if you do these right, you can make money. All right. All right. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man, go to CassandraWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do, all my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMensMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day.